What is the reaction to the decision of the Israeli Commission?
Well, of course, we don't like this decision because this decision is far from reflecting true justice, since, first of all, it confiscates land in occupied territories. Secondly, this decision harms about 58 Palestinian families. Third, it affects negatively the church property in the area. And fourth, above all, this decision does not reflect culture of peace, which we eagerly need in the nowadays Middle East.
Is there any decision at this point for future legal action to try to appeal the decision?
As far as I know, there are consultations with the various legal authorities to discuss the possibilities to appeal against this decision. But simultaneously, I can tell you that there are efforts also to check the possibilities on other tracks, such as the political one, by addressing the Israeli authorities to consider positively changing this decision and really respecting the international law in this regard.
Now, our understanding is that they have already started to build the separation wall. There is not very much left to build to close it. Have they already started to build the remainder of the wall that is left?
As far as I know, the construction is ongoing. I'm not very familiar at this specific stage where the construction reached, but you are right that it is advancing and unfortunately much more rapid than we expect. But in any case, there were some precedents in the past in other West Bank areas in which route of the separation wall was changed in accordance either to a decision by the government or a decision by a court. So even if the work continues, we believe that it is reversible. It could be reversible and things could change.
How are the families coping with this decision right now?
Well, of course, the families could not force themselves against the Israeli authorities. They cannot keep their lands by force. So they are discussing things in various ways. Some of them think, unfortunately, about moving. Others are thinking about protesting in different ways, you know. But what is sure is that the church tried to hug these families and to cooperate in order to really to try to find every possible way to bring justice to them.
We understand that there was an international commission that had ruled against the construction of the separation wall. The Israeli commission decided in the other way. What does this decision, according to you, say about the state of religious freedom in the Holy Land right now?
Well, unfortunately, in Israel, especially with concern to the Israeli occupation to the West Bank and Gaza, unfortunately, security arguments comes above any other consideration, including freedom of access to religious sites, including freedom of movement, etc., etc. And we are witnessing this superiority of security allegations and arguments. And I highlight the word allegations and arguments because I believe that security measures could be implemented in other ways rather than land confiscation and walls and barriers.
Is there something else that you would like to add?
Well, I would like to add that it is of great importance that the local church and the local families not to be left alone in these kinds of battles. It is important that our brothers and sisters in the Universal Church and in humanity, even our brothers, the Jews, not to remain silent about this injustice and other similar injustices that the Israeli authorities are making. I believe any good friend of Israel should advise the Israeli authorities to introduce peace and justice in the Holy Land. It is in its interest as in the interest of all mankind.